KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky. It's 44 degrees. We'll look for the same conditions, partly cloudy to cloudy today and a high of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications and ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Action by a citizen who witnessed an alleged drug transaction Sunday night in Red Oak resulted in a Pottawatomie County man being arrested on drug charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a citizen's complaint about the transaction, which allegedly took place in the 1300 block of North 3rd Street in Red Oak, led police to arrest 28-year-old Jason Rolf Ahearns of Carter Lake. Ahearns was taken into custody around 7:35 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Bond was set at $1,000. The sheriff's office says the citizens of Montgomery County are encouraged to call law enforcement anytime illegal activity is witnessed or there is an ongoing problem in their neighborhood. They call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 623-5107. Police in Red Oak Sunday afternoon arrested 49-year-old Jeffrey Allen Westlake of Red Oak on a charge of public intoxication. Westlake was taken into custody in the 400 block of East Coolbaugh Street at around 4:20 p.m. and held the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Firefighters from Messina were called to a structure fire at 109 East Cedar Street in Messina several times over the past few days. Crews were originally dispatched at around 3:24 p.m. Saturday to the home following a report of a deck on fire in the southwest corner of the structure. Despite efforts by Messina and Cumberland Fire, the home was a total loss. Crews were called back to the residence early Sunday morning, then again about 4 hours later for rekindling of the flames. They also responded Sunday evening and early this morning. Firefighter Brad Benton said the rekindles were due to multiple layering and construction and reconstruction throughout the years. And with structural integrity in mind, he said it became difficult to completely extinguish the fire due to firefighter safety issues. No injuries were reported, but a couple of family pets in the home were lost on Saturday. The cause of the original fire was under investigation, but may have been the result of a fire pit being used on the deck a few days ago, according to reports. A traffic stop at around 3 a.m. Sunday in Shenandoah resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. According to Shenandoah police, the traffic stop took place in the 700 block of Southwest Road, and following an investigation and the deployment of the canine Argo, officers arrested 18-year-old Haley Blake of Shenandoah for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Blake was transported to the police department, where she was able to post a $1,000 bond and was given an initial court appearance. An Afton woman has been sentenced to 25 years in prison in connection with the January 2016 crash in Union County that killed a woman. 62-year-old Donna Jo Spare of Afton pleaded guilty recently to a charge of vehicular homicide. The accident happened in mid-January of last year on Highway 34, about 3 miles east of Creston. Investigators say Spare was drunk when the car she was driving crossed the center line and crashed head-on into another vehicle, killing another woman. Union County Attorney Tim Kenyon says driving while drunk is a risk no one should take.
I would compare it to, as one judge has said, it's like shooting a loaded weapon, loaded firearm into a crowd of people. The likelihood that someone will be seriously injured or might die is substantial.
In addition to the prison sentence, Bear has been ordered by the judge to pay $150,000 to the estate of Deanne Hoffman.
As far as justice being served, I would have to say I believe it has been.
Hoffman was 49 when she was killed in the crash. She was married with two adult sons and had worked as a certified nurse's aide. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest Saturday afternoon of 30-year-old Stephanie Wilkinson of Corning. Wilkinson was taken into custody at around 1:40 p.m. for allegedly breaking out a car window. She was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree and brought to the Adams County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Fremont County resulted in the driver of the vehicle fleeing on foot, but being captured a short while later. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says his deputies tried to conduct a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle. As they attempted to turn around and follow the vehicle pulled into a nearby parking lot, and the driver, 33-year-old Ryan Kesey of Hamburg, took off on foot. Deputies, assisted by the Fremont County K-9 unit, found Kesey a short time later, hiding in a tractor trailer near his vehicle. He was arrested and charged with interference with official acts. Kesey was later released after posting a bond. Red Oak police report a 70-year-old woman was arrested Saturday morning following an investigation into a possible theft and trespass incident. Authorities were notified about the incident at the residence in the 1400 block of East Coolbaugh Street on Friday. Their investigation led them to the arrest of Martha Jean Barnett of Red Oak on charges of theft in the fifth degree and trespassing. Barnett was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. And the Shenandoah Police Department reported over the weekend a Nebraska man was arrested Saturday night on drug and other charges following a traffic stop. 31-year-old Christopher Rod Ellis of Bellevue, Nebraska, faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, driving while suspended, and other traffic offenses. Rod Ellis was able to post $1,000 bond and given an initial court appearance. His arrest occurred after officers initiated a traffic stop on the 200 block of Elm Street in Shenandoah at around 9:45 p.m. Saturday. Rod Ellis initially refused to stop but did eventually pull over at a residence in the 300 block of Sycamore Street. He was taken into custody upon further investigation and deployment of the canine, Argo. In the funeral announcements, Barbara Overling, age 71, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Barbara Overling will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Anthony Antman Jessen, age 23, of Atlantic, died March 11th. Funeral services for Anthony Jessen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Gerald Harris, age 88, of Wyota, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gerald Harris will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. George Kerr, age 80, of Panora, died Thursday at his son's home near Elkhart, Iowa. Funeral services for George Kerr will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Wilma Cottrell, age 96, of Creston, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Cottrell will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Creston. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Creston has the arrangements. Marvin Behrens, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Marvin Behrens will be Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Lloyd Peck, age 89, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Services for Lloyd Peck are pending at Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.